I've been on a deep, like where I'm at now.
Yeah.
I'm looking upward, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I want more.
Yeah.
Let me give you, let me even use you for Instagram. Maybe you might never say it to me, or maybe you've never said to anybody, I don't know. But there's no way you want to tell me that after the success of Arike, you don't feel somehow sometimes when you've not eaten those milestones again. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Personally, you are, like, Arike will do to you what Edson has done to me in my life, what the African queen has done to you all your life.
Yeah.
It's going to keep haunting you. You know it's not your best work you've put out.
Yeah.
And you keep looking at everybody like, what the fuck is wrong with all of you? How can you love this song way more than these ones that I'm putting out now? But now it's because when you made Arike, nobody knew you, nobody was.
Yeah.
Nobody, everybody wanted to help. Now they know you, they feel like you have to, like.
And you know what is. Like, what is crazy was that, like, with Arike, the numbers just kept on going up. Like, there was no benchmark. There was no... But it's like, even if Gorgeous is doing 10 million today, it just almost feels like, ah, when is it going to get closer to this and get closer to this? And
thank
like,
you.
That's one of the reasons why I even went back. That's one of the reasons why I went to church on Sunday. I felt like I had lost my entire plot. Like, I felt like, oh, I did not know. It's like you're doing something, but now it's like you don't even know why you're doing it anymore. Sometimes I just believe that when something really new wants to come about, and like when something that would mean a whole lot again, I just feel like something weird would just have to happen, and it just takes tenacity to just see through it.